Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What in the world, agricultor, John Tester, subiendo costos? I'm looking at a screenshot of somebody's TV screen here. So Eric and Winifred, I gotta confirm. I mean, Eric and Winifred, I trust you, but I always gotta trust but verify, especially with stuff like this. But Eric and Winifred sent me a message on the Montana Talks app just a couple of days ago. He says, "Why is John Tester running campaign commercials in Spanish? Why is John Tester running campaign commercials in Espanol?" And then I'm looking at this, and it's got John Tester with the Spanish language version of the word agriculture, and then it's an attack piece on Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, written in Spanish. I mean, again, I got to confirm. We got to find out who this ad is coming from. But would it not surprise you if this is happening? I mean, the Democrats are making it blatantly obvious why they flung the gates to the southern border. Why doesn't he run, ads in the Crow language or, you know, in other native languages? Why is the only non-English ad going to be a Spanish language one? Because John Tester doesn't care about the Crow and the Northern Cheyenne and the Blackfeet and the Assiniboine. John Tester is targeting Spanish-speaking voters because he flung the gates wide open to allow the illegal aliens to come into this country. Kamala Harris just said yesterday on her CNN town hall that she wants to grant mass amnesty to all the illegals they allowed into the country. So why would it surprise anybody that John Tester is running campaign commercials in Espanol? I mean, my goodness. Órale, wey. My goodness. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Do you guys remember, God, when was it? Was it last week? I feel like it was like last Monday or Tuesday or something. I mentioned how there was this judge in an Anaconda judge or a Deer Lodge judge? Anyway, this judge, Raymond Dayton, is ordering the elections administrator to allow an inmate at Warm Springs to vote in the November elections. I know it's insane. The Democrats are so desperate to get voters. They're not just apparently targeting people in Montana with Spanish language ads. They want to allow crazy people to be able to vote. It is so insane that they want the insane to be able to vote. Now, the point we made was like, okay, so if you're a felon at Deer Lodge, you can't vote. But if you're a felon at Warm Springs that's too crazy to be in Deer Lodge at the state prison, this judge is ordering them to be able to vote. Well, Attorney General Austin Knutson just issued a binding opinion on this very topic. The best attorney general in the country weighing in. I'll tell you about that and much more, but I think we got a caller on the phone line, so let's start with a caller coming up right after this.
Military Matters.
We have new information about what was and was not in those classified documents that forced the Pentagon to launch a leak investigation. A senior U.S. defense official tells Fox, quote, "These are not Israeli war plans for Iran." I asked Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about the leak.
How concerned were you about the leak of classified information showing the U.S. knew about Israel's preparations to strike Iran? Can you assure the Israelis this was not an intentional leak by the administration?
You know that I take handling of classified information very, very seriously. And if there's an instance where proper procedures have not been followed, we will investigate that. And we are investigating this issue.
The leaked classified documents include descriptions of satellite images showing Israeli warplanes practicing air refueling last week for long-range bombing runs. Also, we have learned the FBI does not yet have a suspect, despite false reports that the leak came from the Defense Secretary's office. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some cloudiness early today and still a few showers possible early, especially in the Billings vicinity. High temperature readings will range from around 52 in Bozeman to near 60 in Billings. For tonight, with mainly clear to partly cloudy skies, upper 20s and low 30s. And then on Friday with sunshine, upper 50s for highs to end the week. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, I keep getting emails, I keep getting phone messages from people asking me, hey, Aaron, with less than 2 weeks to go before Election Day here in Montana, how can we be a guest on your show? Here's how you do it. We've got the phone lines open for you. Whether you're a candidate or whether you're a voter who just wants to jump in on the conversation, Montana Talks is the show where you get to talk. Don't wait to be a scheduled guest. Call in. We've got the phone lines open for you. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here. In the
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, as promised, let's start with one of your phone calls here, 406-294-0970. Mike in Columbus, what's going on? Good to hear from you.
Hey, sir, appreciate the time. I was listening to you talk about that that Spanish tester ad.
Yeah.
It's true. I've seen it.
You've seen it, huh?
Right here in Columbus, yeah.
Wow. What were you watching, or was it a TV show or internet or what?
It was internet. I was watching a documentary on YouTube, and, you know, they'll interrupt every so often and do a commercial about this or about that or whatever. But, yeah, I seen that advertisement. And I was watching a series called The Y-Files, and not to drop a name or anything, but it was a documentary, and yeah, I've seen that.
Man, that's freaking hysterical. That's freaking hysterical. Yep. I think that is definitely today's O for Pete's sake moment. But there's a lot of candidates for the O for Pete's sake moment, given all the craziness in the news. I mean, they want to allow crazy people in Warm Springs that are also convicted criminals to be able to vote in our elections. I mean, that's how desperate the Democrats are.
Right. I absolutely agree. And, you know, I went down and got my wife some dinner here couple nights ago, and I mean, this one lady, she just twisted off on me because I was wearing a MAGA hat. And she just wouldn't know her if she would walk up to me again. But boy, I'll tell you what, she let me have both ears full.
She was angry. Was she still wearing a mask? I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Usually the Democrats that are that crazy still wear masks around. So you saw the Spanish language tester commercial. Was it the one where it looked like they were bashing Tim Sheehy? I don't speak that good of Spanish, so the Spanish that I learned was washing dishes in a Mexican restaurant as a freshman in high school. So I just know the bad words. I don't know the made for TV words as much. But what did it look like they were saying?
It was from what I could pick up, and I've lost most of my Spanish speaking skills because I haven't been around it. But from what I could get, it was how John Chester is doing the is promoting, you know, Montana values, and he's a hardworking farmer.
Oh brother, what a
and
joke!
Then, and then I shut it down. Yeah, then I shut it down, and I just, not that. There's anything wrong with it, but, you know, when in Rome, you do as Romans did, and that's not something that we do here.
Yeah, that's just interesting, especially when, you know, the wide open southern border is the biggest issue in the Montana election. And then here's John Tester's campaign running Spanish language commercials targeting all the folks that he allowed to invade the country. It's crazy. Mike, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
My wife and I went to high school in a town about the size of Columbus. And it was a really, really nice place, but it's down in Arizona, a little place called Snowflake. And at that time, you leave your keys in your rig. Now everybody lives basically in a jail. They've got bars bolted to the windows and stuff. And it's horrible down there.
Well, and the sad part is like Montana used to be that way too, where you leave your keys in your pickup, you know, leave their purse on the dash, the front door to the house was unlocked. How many people
are not only voting early for the first time ever, but you've got security systems for your house. It's not just that you lock your car and that you lock your doors. Your house, you have a security system to go with it.
Yeah, this last 4 years has, as Barack Obama said, fundamentally changed America.
Yeah. Yep. And now they want to permanently change America, and that's what they're going to do if Kamala and Tester stay in there.
Right, I agree. Well, sir, you have a great day.
Hey, you too. I'm going to call you, sir, because you know, usually if people call me sir, I you know, I question their intellect. No, I'm joking. No, it's I appreciate it, dude. You're a Southern Arizona gentleman there. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling in. 406-294-0970. Now, if George Blackard or anybody calls me sir, they got to do push-ups, because we're a hands in our pockets, sunglasses on our heads kind of veteran place around here. Let's see. Gary in Billings next up. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thank you for taking my call. I have to bring the late night scoop to you because you're probably in bed by the time that I hear this news.
I am. I appreciate it. Yeah.
So anyway, this is off the hotline. Glenn Beck was interviewing this past Prime Minister of England, and it seemed like that England has now turned towards one world order, and they're sending 100 people to the United States to help Camellia win the election. And it's a very dangerous thing of the world when you hear what's happening all over the world about the danger that we're all in. Most people have not a clue what's happening.
Yeah, the UK. Gary, thanks for that report. I've seen that as well here. Fox News Radio had a story on that. Yeah, you were listening to Glenn Beck last night where he was talking about how the UK government is now, you know, it's gone back and forth between a Conservative and Labour Party. Well, now the left wing is in control of the UK once again. See, open borders matter. And the left wing is in control. And so, yeah, they are sending operatives to the United States to try to help, as Gary called her, Camellia Harris. You know what else is interesting, Gary? Gary, thanks for the call. The other thing that I thought is interesting, I have a story on our Montana Talks website about how foreigners, non-Americans, can spend money on our ballot initiatives here in Montana. So think about it. You've got foreigners funding CI-128 here in Montana. You've got non-Americans giving money to a ballot initiative to promote ending the lives of future Americans. Isn't that interesting? You know, foreigners funding the death of Americans on the ballot.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
We have reached the Adolf Hitler portion of the campaign. John Kelly, the retired general who was Donald Trump's second chief of staff, going public, 3 recorded interviews with the New York Times, saying he regards Trump as a fascist. He has heard Trump describe soldiers as losers and suckers, and that he, on more than one occasion, according to Kelly, Trump said, you know, Hitler did some good things too, in the context of wanting his own generals to be more loyal. Now, Trump's spokesman saying that Kelly is recycling debunked stories and has beclowned himself, but it has been running in a loop, particularly on MSNBC. It gave an opening for Kamala Harris to come out and say this is incredibly dangerous, that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews. At the same time, so much of this has been heard before with Kelly as a background source that many of his followers will just regard it as old news. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some cloudiness early today and still a few showers possible early, especially in the Billings vicinity. High temperature readings will range from around 52 in Bozeman to near 60 in Billings. For tonight, with mainly clear to partly cloudy skies, upper 20s and low 30s, and then on Friday with sunshine, upper 50s for highs to end the week. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
There is way too much to talk about. Let me give you some quick headlines at MontanaTalks.com. A Democrat operative busted tampering with ballot drop box in Montana. You can find that story at MontanaTalks.com. Plus, how foreign money is influencing elections in Montana right now, especially when it comes to ballot initiatives. And the Wall Street Journal, why Democrats are trying to destroy a Montana business. Those headlines and more, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordland.
Montana sugar beet harvest continues to make way here this fall. 37% of farmers have dug up this year's sugar beet crop. That is 3 points behind the five-year average and 4 points behind last year's pace. As for winter wheat, 75% of the state's crop has been planted as of Sunday, 2 percentage points ahead of the national average and a tad bit behind the five-year average of 82%. 67% of next year's winter wheat crop had emerged as of Sunday as well.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
Earlier this week, a Billings Livestock Commission slaughter cows were $3 to $5 higher, priced at $78 all the way up to $138 a hundredweight. As for bred cows 2 to 4 years old, they were priced at $2,000 to $2,350. I'm Lane Nordland.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Oh, I hear you, Andy. I hear you, Andy and Whitefish. But, you know, hey, as veterans and first responders would tell you, you know, you got to have a little bit of a dark sense of humor. You still got to be able to laugh no matter how bad things get, no matter what kind of, awful situations you might be dealing with. You still got to find a way to laugh. I fully believe that anyway. But I get where you're coming from. Andy and Whitefish sent us a message on the Montana Talks app here. Spanish-speaking people have invaded our country and we're joking about it. It ain't effing funny, says Andy and Whitefish. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Let's see. Bill in Miles City, Spanish tester advertisements on streaming TV channels. So Bill in Miles City, we had Mike in Columbus, we have Eric in Winifred, three different folks telling us that, yes, they are seeing John Tester campaign commercials en español. En español. By the way, I just sent out that tweet. Big breaking news from the AP. Grizzly bear number 399 was killed in Yellowstone. Now, if illegal alien number 399 committed crime number 399 in Bozeman, Montana, no big news for the Associated Press. Might get a reference at the very end of a local TV story. Might get a mention. 406-294-0970. Let me tell you more about this other crazy news that we first told you about last week. Last week, I told you how there was this, because I had seen the ruling from this Judge Ray Dayton in Anaconda. Judge Ray Dayton in Anaconda, and I know we got some great listeners in Anaconda this morning on 1370 KXTL, Southwest Montana's news talk leader. Anyway, this was a story where a Democrat front group known as Disability Rights Montana. Sounds like a good group. It's a Democrat front group. We all love to support people with disabilities, but this group, Disability Rights Montana, it's a Democrat front group. They filed a lawsuit to get the clerk and recorder for Deer Lodge to allow a convict who was sentenced to Warm Springs
to be able to vote in the elections. Now, convicted felons are not supposed to be able to vote. If you go to Deer Lodge and you are sentenced to prison for a crime, you are not allowed to vote. But if you are too crazy for Deer Lodge and they send you to Warm Springs instead, this judge is saying, oh, yeah, you got to let them vote. Got to let the crazy people vote. Attorney General Austin Knutson, the best AG in the country, this came in yesterday. So that was Wednesday. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson Wednesday issuing an attorney general's opinion holding that felons placed in Warm Springs, the Montana State Hospital, for psychiatric treatment are prohibited from voting just as their counterparts serving prison sentences in other correctional facilities. The attorney general's opinion, which carries the weight of law in Montana, was issued after a request from Lake County Attorney James Lopatka. Earlier this month, Disability Rights Montana, I'm reading from the Attorney General's press release here, by the way. Earlier this month, Disability Rights Montana sued the elections administrator in Deer Lodge County, claiming that inmates placed at the Montana State Hospital should be eligible to vote. Subsequently, Judge Raymond Dayton erroneously granted a temporary restraining order ordering the elections administrator to allow the MSH inmate, a violent felon named in the lawsuit, to vote. In addition to issuing the AGO, Attorney General Austin Knutson filed Monday a motion to dissolve the temporary restraining order, saying, quote, the law is clear. Convicted felons lose their right to vote while they are serving their sentence. Serving time at Warm Springs while being treated for mental illness does not restore that right. So good job by the Attorney General of the great state of Montana. Speaking of the Attorney General of the great state of Montana, did you see this nonsense that the left wing, the lawfare that's being waged against him? We've told you at length about this phony commission, this kangaroo court commission that the left-wing Montana Supreme Court is using to interfere in our elections right now. I've got four or five headlines in front of me right now that proves that these guys are committing election interference. The people that are serving on this panel need to be investigated, and somebody needs to go after them for what they are doing to interfere in our elections right now. They are trying to strip the law license of our great attorney general. Here's the thing, though. In order to serve as attorney general, you have to have a law license. So they are trying to take the attorney general that you voted for out of power, out of office. This is outrageous. This lawfare against the best attorney general in the country. I think he's going to get even more votes now as a result of this in less than 2 weeks. All right, we got callers on the phone lines. Let's start there right for you, 406-294-0970. Let's see. We got a caller on the phone lines from Great Falls going by the name of Sergeant Hammer. Sergeant Hammer in Great Falls. Good to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, good to talk to you again, Aaron. It was nice to meet you in Great Falls last time you were here at Fifth and Wine.
Hey, yeah, that was great to meet you. I know exactly who I'm talking to now. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you know, I'm just really worried, you know, that they're running ads in Spanish now here on channels that we view here in Montana. But I just pulled up to my job site today, and the job site is mainly a Mexican crew. Nobody here speaks English. This is happening in our state. They're replacing us as workers, as citizens, and it's a threat to our democracy. It really is.
Did you hear, so Fox and Friends earlier this morning, they had a story about a business owner and a so-called migrant came to apply for a job. And he said, okay, well, I have to follow the law. I have to put you through our e-verify system so that we can verify that you're a citizen, right? And then, of course, you know, he couldn't verify this guy being a citizen. So he did not give the guy the job. And apparently he wanted to give the guy the job, but he did not pass the e-verify system. So then within 24 hours, the government employee that is assisting this, or maybe it was one of these NGOs, the guy that was assisting this this non-citizen, so-called migrant, came back and said, hey, you have, this person is here, they've been given some sort of a status, you know, because that's what the Biden-Harris regime is doing to get around the immigration laws. They're giving them some blanket status, right, while they await their processing. These are illegal aliens that are given some blanket, basically, they're already getting amnesty right now to stay in this country. And they said, they told this owner of this company, they said, what you have to do is, since there is no social security number to put into E-Verify, you just have to enter all zeros into E-Verify, and then that person will then be approved for you to employ them. They are deliberately going around immigration law and the E-Verify law and trying enforcing these employers to hire illegal aliens. And where the hell is the MEAMFT? Where are the unions in this state? Why aren't the unions standing up and calling out John Tester and Kamala Harris over this right now?
Well, it goes one step further. They take the paperwork, like you're given as a new employee, like your W-2s. They don't even fill them out. They just throw them on the floor.
Well, David Noble, you know, normally David's with us every Thursday, but he joined us yesterday because he's tied up this morning. But he's told us straight up because, you know, he's been watching what's going through the courts here in Montana. He will tell you there are businesses that are hiring illegal aliens on job sites. It is happening. All right. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break here on the show. Hey, I mentioned, you know, we got to laugh every now and then. You've seen this guy on Greg Gutfeld's show. He's going to be in Billings, Montana soon. Stand by.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, Goose, stick with us, Goose, if you can, or if you want, call back in 10 minutes. We got a Frago for you. We had a great guest lined up to join us 1 hour from now on our calendar. We had a great guest that was scheduled to join us at 8:39. It's now 7:39, but that great guest is now with us right now. So for those of you that are driving kids to school or driving to work, hey, you're in for a real treat here at 7:40 this morning. And he's all the way out in Alaska. So, man, and the time change between here and Alaska can be crazy. When I got to travel with the Veterans Meat Locker crew up to Yakutat, Alaska, it was like, holy cow, you got to take 2 days to travel to Alaska from Montana. It's pretty crazy, but you've probably seen him on with Greg Gutfeld on Fox News, the king of late night, of course, because if you want to watch late night comedy, you're not going to get it from any of the old late night programs. You got to go to Gutfeld. Jamie Lissau is going to be performing a comedy show in Billings, Montana next month. Jamie Lissau live with us right now. Jamie, great to have you on Montana Talks.
Hey, great to be here. And I'm sorry about the time change. I'm really bad with time change. In Alaska right now, it's 5:30 in the morning, and it's 1984.
Oh man, it's 1984.
It's very early here. It's very dark and cold, but good to talk to you this morning.
Well, it's symbolic of where our country's at right now, right?
That's right. You know, it's funny being in Alaska. I know you said you visited there once. It was a great place to ride out COVID because you're just so far up there. I mean, we've been wearing masks. You know, you have to wear it 9 months out of the year anyway. And I'll tell you what, when they told me I was married at the time of COVID, when they said you had to stay 6 feet away from someone, I actually had to get closer to my ex-wife to get to 6 feet.
Well, then you mentioned your ex-wife, and then you had to go all the way to Idaho to find a woman, huh?
Well, you did your research, man. Yeah, so I am I'm engaged to a lovely woman in Boise, Idaho. That's 100% true. And I was never a big ladies' man. If you watch me on the Gutfeld show, you know, not a big ladies' man. I don't know if you remember that Me Too movement. I didn't get Me Too'd. I got Me Neither'd. It was, a lot of girls going, I wouldn't be with that guy. Hashtag Me Neither. But yeah, I am engaged to her. She's a doctor in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, and you guys don't you do some sort of a podcast where apparently you answer all kinds of questions. The questions that some people are afraid to ask or never want to ask, but you guys tackle it for everything from medical, dating, sex, whatever.
That's right. It's my favorite thing that I do right there, right up there with Gutfeld. We do a lot. She does family medicine, which sometimes it can get awkward if you're getting something private checked and your grandma's in there. But it's nice that she does the whole family. But it's we talk about just sort of, you know, people are often afraid to ask questions, and some of those questions can, you know, they could save your life, whether it's about a silly colonoscopy or about birth control. You know, like, yesterday we did an episode, and we were talking about, like, the Plan B pill, and I was just learning so much about, you know, stuff. Because for me, you know, growing up, Plan B was when a girl slept with me. So it's very different, you know, hearing what it actually means. And, we talk about all sorts of stuff. We talk about, you know, a lot of the guys out there, this is my public service announcement she makes me tell every time I'm on a show. She has no patience for someone that, like, won't get a colonoscopy, because your life can be saved, you know? And, I just had one done. They can actually, I don't know if you've had yours, sometimes you don't have to go back. They could remove something and they could actually save your life. Like, in my case, I'm very grateful I had one done. They actually removed I forgot what it's called. I think it's a 7-Eleven hot dog. And it completely saved me. So anybody that needs one, you don't do it for you. You do it for the people you love, you know?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I should have had our producer, Travis Lee, do this interview with you, because he just did a two-part series for the KBUL radio website for our Billings radio station. He just did a two-part series on his colonoscopy that he got done, and apparently he included pictures. I'm too afraid to click on the story. I haven't even clicked on the story yet. I'm like, I'm glad you're promoting the colonoscopies, but I don't know if I want to see the video evidence or the photo evidence of this thing here.
Yeah, that's a good healthy fear to have. I remember when they pulled out that camera for the colonoscopy, I go, is there a link? Is this streaming? Are you going to share this with somebody? Yeah, I don't want anybody to see that. You know what's funny? If you ever find something out later in life that you had wrong your entire life, I don't know how old you are, but I just turned 40, 9 years ago. And, I thought for 49 years of my life, I thought that local anesthesia meant that they got it, like, from around here. I thought they went to the farmer's market, got some local anesthesia. And I thought it was, like, to support the local economy. I'm just learning a lot.
Buy local. But, what the heck?
Right? That's what I thought. I thought it was – I actually woke up – I don't know your producer's experience, but I woke up in the middle of my colonoscopy. And it was one of the scariest things I've ever been a part of. And the first thing I thought was – I had two thoughts. I remember thinking, man, they should have used national anesthesia, first of all. And you know, that would have been helpful. And so, I mean, I just had all these crazy thoughts, like, oh, I shouldn't have lied to the anesthesiologist about my weight. I don't know why I did that. But I guess it happens to 1 in 25 people. And so you gotta be ready for anything.
When do they tell you to get those now? Well, how old do you have to be when they say, yes, men, definitely go get the colonoscopy? I know now if you have a family history of it, they tell you to do it earlier. But when do they say, okay, like it or not, whether you read Travis Lee's articles and clicked on the photos or not, it's your time, buddy. When is it your time?
So I am glad you asked. So I, at the time, I was 40, I'm 49 years old, and I go, I remember she said, you got to get a colonoscopy. And because, you know, when you're dating a doctor, you have to be up on all of your stuff. So she goes, you got to get your colonoscopy. And I go, I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure I get to wait till, you know, it's 50 years old. I got one more year. And she goes, they changed it. They changed it to 45. And I go, I don't think they're allowed to do that. They moved it to 45 when I was 48, making it so I could never get it on time. I could never get it early. And so it was, it produced a little anxiety in me that I was late because a couple of her buddies changed the age to 45, but that's it. The new age is 45. So if you're 45, you got to get in there. And, it's not that bad. That's part of the PSA. Not a big deal. She goes to me, she goes, hey, one of the advantages of dating a doctor is I got the best colonoscopy doctor ever. This guy's like the best one in the country. She goes, it's always been his passion. And when she said that, I was like, man, I got a whole new set of worries now. You know, I don't need, I don't want someone in there that's like, I hate this job, but I also don't want someone in there that's having the time of his life, you know?
Yeah.
I want it to be more transactional.
You seem a little too excited there, buddy. I don't know. Jamie Lissau, you're bringing your, is this the Divorced Dads Tour? You're going to be at the Pub Station, a great location in Billings, Montana, November 26th. So about a month and 2 days from now. I don't know. There could be a big portion of the country that could be pretty grumpy about a month from now, especially after the election. I don't know. I mean, could your whole routine potentially change based on what happens less than 2 weeks from now?
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. I do worry that if the wrong person wins, that theater could be taken over by a Venezuelan gang. I do hope that I'm very interested in that. It's almost like the other day I was in Nashville and I don't follow college football at all, but their college football team, it's like Vanderbilt versus Bama or something. And right before the show started, it was coming down to the end of the game. And right before I went on stage, they won the game. I don't know if you thought it was in like a huge upset and everyone was so excited. And I had the show of my life because everyone was in such a good mood. And I remember telling my manager, I go, hey, could you every show make it so the local sports team wins a giant victory? This is the best show I've ever had. And I feel like this election is that on just a massive scale. I just feel like it's going to really determine, the mood people are in. It's going to be interesting, man. I will say though, I will miss the comedy that Joe Biden provided.
You know? That's right.
Like there was a lot of good. I don't know if you saw the other day. He had Air Force One. He was flying, and just the blinker was on the whole time.
I love the McDonald's meme where, Donald Trump finally fixed the McDonald's ice cream machine, and then there's Joe Biden in the Corvette with the aviators. Just give me the bag, bro.
It's a good time for memes. It's a good time for memes. It really is.
Jamie Lissau will be at the Pub Station Ballroom, Billings, Montana. Limited seats are available Tuesday, November 26th. I'd love to see you in Billings, but I'd rather see you in Sarasota, Florida on November 2nd if there's any way you could hook a brother up with some flights or something for that one.
I could absolutely hook it up. Real quick about the Sarasota date, we were supposed to go down there. We had, it's one of the biggest gut-filled states in the world, as you can imagine.
Hold that thought. I got to take a heartbreak here. Hold that thought. Just 1 second. Stand by.
Got it.
This episode is brought to you by Global X. Since 2008, Global X ETFs has been committed to empowering investors with unexplored, intelligent solutions. Global X specializes in exchange-traded funds that offer exposure to the artificial intelligence ecosystem, including themes like data centers, robotics, semiconductors, and cloud computing. To learn more about Global X's entire suite of ETFs, from covered calls, fixed income, emerging markets, and more, visit globalxetfs.com.
Fox News commentary.
The trial of Daniel Penny begins this week, and how it shakes out will have major implications for blue cities and the decent people left in them. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Daniel Penny faces manslaughter charges in the death of Jordan Neely, a homeless man who seemingly suffered from mental health issues. According to testimony from a motion hearing last month, Neely barged onto the train, ripped his jacket off, and threatened to kill anybody. Penny, a Marine Corps veteran, stepped in to intervene and subdue Neely in an effort to protect his fellow passengers. And if Penny is found guilty, a dangerous precedent will be set, because there is no doubt that capable young men who are biologically programmed to protect the vulnerable, will think twice before intervening when they see a threat play out. Why would anyone risk their own life to protect others when they look at what happened to Daniel Penny, a veteran who was just trying to do the right thing? With blue cities in America chock full of Jordan Neelys, I would sure hope there'd be a few Daniel Pennies around to intervene. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The idea that insurance premiums reflect the risk of a bad event we're insuring for happening is pretty intuitive. and too simple, actually, because in reality, insurance companies are highly motivated to learn more about how risks vary between policyholders and adjust premiums accordingly. We're seeing that play out for homeowner insurance in a very big way, as the twin disasters of hurricanes and wildfires play out. Our risks say that your house may burn down, maybe less than 1% in any given year for the nation as a whole, but riskier locations, it can be much higher. And the relationship between disaster risk and premiums has gotten much stronger over time. That's mostly because of the insurance that insurance companies themselves buy, known as reinsurance. Disasters don't just wipe out your house, they take out your neighbors as well. Those big, lumpy events can wipe out an insurer, and as damages from disasters escalate, so do the rates for the insurance that the insurers themselves buy. I'm Patrick Barkey.
401 Beverly MA 01915. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Goose and Anaconda. Goose, call back in. I do want to sneak you on before we run out of time this hour of the show. Plus, we got open phones coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the program as well. But first, let's go back quickly to Jamie Lissau. The comedian Jamie Lissau will be at the Pub Station Ballroom about 1 month from today. And you see him on Greg Gutfeld. In fact, Gutfeld says that, Jamie, that you are it. You are the entire Alaska comedy scene. That's it. It's just you. Billings, Montana. Billings has actually a great comedy scene. First off, it's great to hear that you're still doing your show in Florida, especially after the storms that rolled through there. That's very cool. What do you want to tell folks about your upcoming show in Billings, Montana?
Yeah, very excited about Billings. By the way, Florida, really interesting state because they I feel like it might have been similar in Montana. I'll be honest, I don't know as much about the COVID reaction, but man, Florida, we're doing Gutfeld, and we had no audiences for a long time, and which I did kind of like, because then when no one laughed, I was like, oh, that's why. But now it's a little bit different. But we in Florida went, you know this whole COVID thing, we're gonna skip it. They just skipped it, and somehow it turned out okay. But the show's gonna be a lot about, I like to provide a glimmer of hope to anybody that's going through a divorce. And you know, for any guy or woman that's, you know, for any guy that's going through it, you know, it can be painful. It can be a serious thing, but there's place to laugh. And, you know, no matter how dark it gets, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, oftentimes it's your ex-wife with a flashlight looking to take more of your stuff. But it's, but I do tell some stories about the ex-wife and talk about, you know, like, I never in a million years thought I would get married again. And, but you know, that's sort of what happened. So I just sort of talk about, it's not super heavy. I am on Gutfeld, but it's not like super heavy political. I feel like it's more, you know, relatable. And I would promise, I think anybody of any on any political side would have a good time. I truly believe that.
Well, it sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great show. And you did tell me you are going to cover a little bit of the election though, because it'll be coming in after November 5th. So man. Yeah, who knows? I'm sure there's going to be jokes one way or another, no matter how crazy stuff gets. You still got to be able to laugh your way through stuff. Well, Jamie Lissau, great to have you on the show. Hopefully we can get you in studio when you make it to Billings for your performance at the Pub Station Ballroom. That's a great venue, great location. Thanks for your time this morning. Tickets are still available. Let's see. So Goose and Anaconda, he wanted to call in. Have you guys heard I've been getting a couple of messages from our listeners out there, and they said, hey, did you hear about this new Department of Defense directive to authorize lethal force against American citizens? RFK Jr. Now, I haven't seen any news articles from, you know, any of the reputable conservative outlets, et cetera, yet on this topic. But listen to what RFK Jr. said at the Trump rally yesterday. Let me see if I queued it up.
Say one other thing. President Harris said today in her post, in her speech, she said that President Trump was going to turn the U.S. military against the American public and use the public to promote his agenda. How many of you think that is true? Well, what's interesting to me is that the Biden-Harris administration has done something 2 weeks ago that has never been done in American history. which is to send, exactly, legal force, to send a directive to the Pentagon, changing the law to make it legal for the U.S. military to be used, to use lethal force against American citizens on American soil. Technically, now it's legal for the U.S. military, under this directive, it will become legal for the U.S. military to shoot and kill Americans who engage in political protests because they disagree with policies in the White House.
Now, that was what RFK Jr. said yesterday. I haven't seen a good article breaking this down one way or the other. Maybe you have.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. There has been a growing movement over the past decade to restore civil rights to convicted felons after they've completed their prison sentences. Even Florida voters in 2018 voted in favor of restoring voting rights to felons who've served their time. But what about restoring Second Amendment rights? Felons lose their rights to bear arms, too, upon conviction. Now, some felons are challenging such laws, citing the U.S. Supreme Court's Bruin decision, which mandates gun control laws be rooted in tradition or history. Thomas Jean Rael of Colorado was convicted in 2022 of possessing a firearm as a prior offender, but Colorado's second highest court now rules the state's laws keeping freed felons disarmed is constitutional, despite Rael's claim the law violates Bruin. A federal appeals court hearing a different case had also ruled similarly. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.